Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What up, who?
What's up? What's going on?
There he is. You sound like you just woke up, brother.
Enough, Hoop.
Hey, I'm chilling.
You okay, Hoop? You doing good?
Yeah, it's been a while since I talked to y'all. Merry New Year to y'all, brothers.
Merry New Year, man. I know, man. It's been a minute, man.
Merry New Year!
You're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast with Rock, Hoop, Q, Aries Falcon, and keeping it sexy, LG.
What's up, what's up, what's up, and welcome to the What's Up Falcons podcast, y'all. My name is Rock. Yeah, I know it's been a while since you heard my voice, but my name is still Rock, and I'm joined with my boy Hoop in the house. What's going on, Hoop?
How y'all boys doing?
Trying to survive, man, you know, in this crazy world we're living in, but it seems to have gotten brighter, you know,
lately.
Day two. Exactly, man. Ding dong, the witch is dead. All right. And we're also joined from all the way over on the West Coast with the notorious vid maker, Mr. Aries Falcon. What's up, Aries?
Yay, yay!
No more Agent Orange. I feel good. It's a beginning of a good, you know what I'm saying, good new year.
Indeed, man. Indeed. Yeah, man. That orange clown, that orange ass clown is out the fucking building. And hopefully the next stop is jail. Hopefully a Russian jail.
Yeah, with his luck, the Russian jail probably gonna look like the Trump Towers.
Shit, man, he owes money and his bills are coming due.
But, one of them 4 years, man.
I know, man.
You need four more. You need to raise that money. Dude, been fundraising the last couple months.
Well, he can.
We'll talk about that though.
Yeah, he can get it from his millions of followers. I'm sure they'll hit him, hook him up.
Oh yeah, he's got some fans.
Yeah, he got some cult members, yeah. But, all right, y'all. And Q's going to be calling in, and hopefully in maybe about a few minutes, so hopefully we'll have Q on. But, hey, thanks, everybody, for checking us out again. And, you know, yeah, we're still around. I know we haven't put anything out in a while, in a minute, but, you know, the end of the year. And, you know, we have a holiday. Everyone's doing their thing, so... You know, glad you're still hanging in with us, whoever listens to this. So we appreciate it. Indeed, yeah. And plus, it hadn't been a whole lot as far as the season went to talk about that you probably don't already even know. But, you know, we still want to do our season wrap up. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter at What's Up Falcons. And you also can hit us up exclusively at Armchair All-American. And also check us out on YouTube and hit that subscribe button. And you can also check us out on your Alexa device as well. And all right, fellas. Well, you know, it's finally over. They made it through the end of the year and they, you know, sucked as we knew they were the last two games. And you know, we don't have to go into anything spectacular about it. We all saw it by now. Everyone knows what happened. And you know, wasn't too much more we were expecting. We knew we were out of it, but I figured, you know, what we can talk about today is we can go over just our whole end of season, as far as, since we didn't do two shows for those last two games, we can just give our thoughts on how we thought the season wrapped up and just get everyone's quick take on that. What y'all think about that?
That sounds good.
All right, cool. All right, we'll do it. But we'll do it. We'll do it the good and bad and ugly style. So let's do it the good, the bad, and the ugly end of season style. All right, Hoop. What was your good of the wrap up of this season, or anything of this season? Was there anything this season that was good that stood out to you?
I liked how our linebacker played Foye. I don't want to mess up that last name, but
Aluakon.
I liked how he stepped up. When the season begun, if you would have said that name, I'd have been like, okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
But he came out, balled out. He's a good piece. We got Debo already. We definitely have some holes to fill, but I thought he played well. And Young Ho, you. Did I say that right?
Is it a hole?
You Young Ho, right?
You Young Ho.
I hope I ain't steal nobody's, but I'm going to throw them two in there. I thought they were bright spots.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I agree with you totally. What about you, Aries?
I'm gonna have to agree with that, man. I'm Foye Aluakon. Khan came in and he stepped up. He played that, you know what I'm saying, that linebacker role perfectly. Sure. And I'm gonna also have to go to the secondary, AJ Terrell.
Yeah.
Rookie. Yeah. Man, he balled out this year, and hopefully he gets, a whole lot better this offseason, trains and gets things going, and he looks like he's gonna be one of those top DBs on this squad. So
for sure, yeah.
we need it.
Definitely need it, man. And since Q's not here, I'll go ahead with my good. And Aries, you stole my good, man. I agree with you, man. He was the shining spot for me this entire season, man. Especially coming in from the draft where everyone was, talking crap about him.
People weren't too high on him.
Yeah, because of that one damn game against Alabama. But come on, man.
Man was on a highlight.
You mean the guy from Alabama that was burning everybody,
right?
In the championship game. Come on, now.
Exactly. I mean, they had to see more there to pick that dude. And my neighbor was the same way, man. He was like, AJ Terrell's terrible, man. I'm like, hey, man, he's on Clemson. Yeah. But he's a Big Ten guy anyway. So, he's a Michigan guy. But
are you serious?
Michigan. Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When was the last time they beat Ohio State? They can't even beat their rival.
Exactly. But it's all good. And shout out to Ty if he's listening. But
no, my bad.
Nah, it's all good. I talked so much crap to him. We played Mortal MK11.
Michigan, though.
Yeah, he's a Michigan guy, man. But
my condolences.
But yeah, man, AJ. I thought AJ stepped up. Totally loved his gameplay. He was a perfect piece that Thomas picked before he left. He wasn't afraid. He wasn't afraid to get physical, and I definitely give him. I put him as our shining piece, new ad, and I think he's only going to get better. Of course, Young Hoku, whatever his name is. Outside of that one miss, he's still, I thought he was clinch. He saved us, but we're good at always, seem pretty good picking kickers. And what else was good? Russell Gage. You gotta give Russell Gage a shout out. And Ridley stepped up his game a lot, too, from the previous year.
Sean Ridley.
Yeah.
Yeah, he balled out.
Yeah, Ridley did ball out this year, you know.
Just stop showing off on fucking Snapchat. That's all I ask.
Snapchat and stop trying to be cute on the field because he's going to get himself killed.
You know, he out there like Juju doing Corvette. What's he doing on?
Man, he's showing off his jewelry, his car.
Oh, wow.
But that's why he got his ass got jacked in 2019 down in Midtown.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he got his car jacked.
You know he a Florida boy, man. He's a helmet, man.
I know, right? But, yeah, so shout out to that, man. So, Aries, I know there's a lot to go around, but what's your main bad from the 2020 season?
Offensive play calling.
Yeah.
For one. Run game for two. offensive line for three. Isaiah Oliver four. I'm sorry. Should I go on?
I think we got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was bad.
All right. What about you, Hoop? What was your biggest bad of the 2020 season?
I'm just tired of... Well, first, like Eric said, Ryan Gang sucked. We got this new coach who came from Derrick Henry. You know, I hope he knows. You don't have no Derrick Henry here.
Yeah, he knows that.
You know, make all concessions to change that.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of not having a pass rush, man. You know, I'll take Grady off that list. You know, he does apply pressure, but
right.
We just can't get no person just get the quarterback on the ground, man. Like, we need that pressure. I mean, I hope they get that addressed.
I hope so, too. That's been one of our biggest issues, man. That and the O-line. I mean,
did Adams play this year? The rookie did. Hell, Dante Fowler Jr. didn't do as well as he was going to do.
That rookie did not play all season long, which is weird to me because, like I said, they did the same thing when they got Steven Jackson from the Rams and drafted Deontay Freeman. He rarely saw the field.
Yeah.
And Steven Jackson was horrible.
Yeah.
So.
But there's a reason for that, though. And I think it's because of our quarterback. But we'll talk a little more about that. But that's what I personally think is about it. But our new coach is about to change that bullshit. But all right. Well, yeah, those are some good bads, man. Let's see. Well, shit, where can I pick? I mean, pick your poison. I will say I'm going to give it to Todd Gurley, and mostly because I was hoping for a little bit more. I don't think Todd sucks, and I definitely think he may be back if he plays all right with the money. But he started off good. You can't blame the man because of the injuries. We knew he had bad knees coming in, but that was a big disappointment. I thought, you know, with Todd,
called it.
You did call it. You did. But and Hoop, you were right too. He got what he, you know, what you predicted. He definitely got that, but it seems like, you know, towards the end, he just kind of, you know, fell off. But what do you think?
Ran out of gas.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's an aging back.
I will say I thought, you know, with the age and technology we have, I mean, folks can tear the ACL and rush for 2,000 yards. You know, we've seen that with Adrian Peterson. I mean,
yeah.
So, you know, I was hoping that, you know, he would be, you know, beneficiary of the new technology and medicine, but
maybe he was.
By the time has got him.
Maybe he was, though, man. I mean, maybe that's why he was able to do what he was. What he did at the beginning of the season, you know. But you know, no matter how good the technology is, it's not like, you know.
All the time wins, man. You know, they say running backs have so many hits in them.
Exactly.
And I think he passed it. And Devontae Freeman was the same way. He just, you know, he just ran the ball so hard. He's running, trying to run everybody over. He just got, you know, he got so many hits in you, man.
Yeah, so, but Freeman, you know, Freeman didn't have arthritic knees, though.
No, I mean, it's running back. Yeah. Already, hey, something's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Something's going to happen.
But, I think you're right about Free. I think he took too many hits to the head. So, what I think from his running style.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear you, man.
That being said, we need a bell cow. We don't need a piecemeal. Ryan Hill, you run some. Hey, no,
that rookie. I mean, well, he was a rookie, but that running back they drafted, he's like 6'2", like 230 pounds. He's a big boy.
Yeah,
he's a big boy.
Do more research.
Yeah, I wanted to see him on the field a lot more this year, but he was always inactive. Excuse me. But he was always inactive. I mean, he's the kind of back that reminds me of those days when we had Michael Turner, E.J. Duckett, just a big power back.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Olsen or something like that.
Quadre Olsen.
Yeah, Quadre Olsen.
Yeah,
he's a big back.
He's seen like a handful of snaps, like you can count it on one hand. I don't know why they won't play him. There's got to be something going on, man. DQ wouldn't play him. And
no, because they did the same thing when we drafted Freeman. He sat on the bench for most of the year and did not play.
Well, that was the first year, though. But Quadre's been here, what, 3-4 seasons?
No. They drafted him last year.
I thought he's been here at least 2. Because I thought he was here like 2019. I thought they drafted him in 2019, and he didn't play at all in 2019, and he played a little bit in 2020. Because I
haven't seen him at all.
No, yeah, that's what they put him on the bench. I think he was drafted in 2019, but I could be wrong about that. But I've heard people mention him, like, why aren't they using him? And I think it was 2019 was the year that we drafted him, and we didn't see him at all. But I hear you. And Hoop, back to what you were saying as far as not getting, you know, having the multiple running backs and having maybe one big bruiser or something like that. I don't think that didn't work because they couldn't do it. I think it didn't work because we had the world's worst offensive coordinator ever. And he's pass happy, and he will abandon the run game as soon as it looks bad.
I agree.
I think those guys can. I think that idea can work if you got a right OC.
Well, I think we need to cut bait with Todd. The young legend there.
But you're right. They did draft Olsen in 2019. He didn't play that all that year or this year. So
right.
Hopefully he sees the field this upcoming year.
We'll see, man. I mean, that's just weird, but that they didn't play him at all. But yeah, man. So, all right, let's move on to the ugly. What was your ugly?
Do we have to relive those fourth quarter fuck ups?
Mm-hmm. Lions game, Cowboys game, Cowboys. The Bears game. Bears game, Tampa Bay game, Saints game. I mean, shit, we can go on all for the whole season, like, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
That's my vote.
All right.
I agree. I'm right there with him.
Yeah. This year as a franchise, was completely ugly. You know, I mean, the way we figured out how to lose games, we became the laughingstock of the entire league and made history.
The Dallas one was just some kind of different stupid.
that's the one where no one all of a sudden didn't know how to jump on the damn ball.
Yeah, man, I was in Hilton Head, South Carolina, watching that in a restaurant, man. This Falcons fan, I guess he was like the manager, he was watching the game, and like he just shut the TV off, and he just went to a corner, man. I told him, he was just like, what? Really?
Like I was saying, I mean, I'm guarantee you that they thought the ball had to travel 10 yards before they can actually touch it.
Yeah. Yeah. To go into my ugly this year, I'm not going to blame the players as much, but my ugly was the coaching staff. that was inexcusable for what they brought out week after week after week, and the excuses, and to have that happen over and over again, and you know, that was just ugly. That our coaching staff, which we're going to talk about a little later, I'm glad that the majority of those cats are gone, but that's my ugly.
It's a new era.
Before we move, you know, we're going to the new era. We still mm-hmm. talk about the old one. So before we move on, I wanted y'all's opinion on the job Raheem did. What, on a scale of 1 to 5 or 10, you know, what do you think with the circumstances he took over mm-hmm. and what he ended up doing? What did y'all think?
On a scale that? From 1 to 10, yep. I'm gonna give him a 4. Okay. You lost to the Saints and the Bucks twice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's a 4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to do the same thing, but since Aries stuck to 4, I'm going to go to 3. Because when you lose to both of our rivals twice, Ryle, you had us.
Both of those same games right. were winnable.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Gotcha.
3 and 4. What do you give him, Hoop?
I'm gonna go a little bit higher. I'm a little more sympathetic to the mess that he took over, so I'm gonna do 5. But I would say that at one point, maybe 3 or 4 weeks when he took over, that might have been like a 7. You know, I was kind of.
I only gave him a 4 because the defense improved.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Had they didn't, it'd have been down like a 2.
Gotcha.
So he got 2 points for that defense being just a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that. And I would have gave him a little higher number. I would have gave him a kind of 4.5, close to 5, if he was just a defensive coordinator. But he's been a head coach before. And you know, so I'm like, rah, you started off good. Your first, what, 2 games? Started off good, but you fucking blew that shit. So it's like, yeah, whatever. Head out to the West Coast and we'll talk about that.
Come on, son. Yeah, where did he go anyway? I forgot.
Oh, we're going to talk about it.
Who's
we're
that?
We're going to talk about it.
Raheem?
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah. We'll talk. Yeah.
He's close to you, Aries.
Oh man.
Come on, let him.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
And he's not by himself either. So all right. Hoop. I know there wasn't a lot that happened, but anything you have on any kind of injury updates for the season? In the season?
The injury report.
I do not you know, with that being said, Julio, rest up.
Yes, get healthy.
Matt, take some hits, rest up. But no, nothing particular about any Falcon and their injury.
Okay.
Kind of keeping that mum. So if we see some, you know, randomly somebody getting their knee scoped or something like that, I guess we can bring it up the next time we get together.
All right. All right, cool, man. I mean, you know, yeah, I'm sure there were some injuries, but not major injuries, so that's always good to hear.
Yeah.
Indeed, man, indeed. All right, and you're listening to What's Up Falcons podcast. All right, fellas, so let's talk about some takeaways from what's going to happen. Well, what the ownership thought of the season, you know? And I'll read some off and I'll get you guys' opinion about this. I mean, like I said, I'm sure a lot of people already know about this, but, you know, we're going to give y'all our view about it since we haven't been together. But 5 takeaways from the Atlanta Falcons press conference after this whole season was over. So the first one was that Arthur Blank wants to win, but he wants to win now. So that means that he wasn't BSing after this. He saw what was happening. He's like, my team is better than this. I'm going to do whatever it takes. And I want to win now. And what do y'all think about that as far as Arthur's telling the fan base that he wants to win now and he's going to do whatever it takes to win?
I mean, Matt Ryan's staying.
Right.
Try to win now.
That's not
as much as
that's out in stone, though.
I'm gonna drop a little knowledge for you a little later once we get on to the hiring staff.
Okay.
I think it is.
You think it's in stone?
Yeah, I'll let you know when we talk about the new hires.
But what do you think about the author wanting to win now? I mean, do you?
I agree. I mean, you can't with the amount of talent that's on this team right now, you can't afford to wait 3-4 years and then try to win, because then you're looking at a whole new rebuild. So right. You know, you got to win now. I mean, I'm not expecting a playoff push for next season. I just want more than 4 wins.
So you think we're capable of winning still with the staff that we have and the restructuring that we're doing in the offseason?
Oh yeah, because at first it's you have to change the mindset, and to do that you need new coaches in place.
Sure.
Now they just did that. So they hired OC, a DC, mm-hmm. and a special team. So now you have the culture is getting ready to change. Right. This offseason is going to be totally different.
All right. So, all right. No, I hear you. I hope you're right. You know, I hope you're right. All right. The second thing that he was talking about when they did their presser was the past few years have been unacceptable. That goes beyond, you know, stating that. But it's good to hear Arthur thinks that hasn't been acceptable. But I would say you allowed it, you enabled it to a degree, but not in a bad way, but just in a good faith way. What do y'all think?
Kept Thomas Dimitroff too damn long. Yeah, you're right. Baseball.
Yeah.
Because it's a brother now, but we'll talk about that later.
All right. Same area.
Yeah, I'm the same. A lot of the picks Thomas Dimitroff came with, I didn't like.
Right.
So I mean, he hit on a few. I mean, don't get me wrong, but a lot of them is like, who's that?
Right.
You know. So, and off season moves, they didn't make very many big off season moves. Is why they stayed at that flatline level. Right. That they had, like, you know,
but
offseason moves would have helped.
But I was, and I'm not gonna beat Thomas up that much about that, because he only could do what he had the power to bring in and to bring in what he was working with as far as money and contracts, all that. I don't think he sabotaged it, but I just think the choices that he made were not the best choices. Whether they, you know. Whoever, if he had picked someone else, they may have been a bust at another team, but I just think his busts were pretty fucking big for our standards, for the Falcons standards. But, you know, as we know, all kind of shit goes into that. All kind of shit goes
into that. I mean, you swing on a defensive end and two defensive ends and a tackle, and you miss on all three. A couple of linebackers, you miss on a linebacker.
Yeah.
Which,
Duke. Talking about Duke?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I got blasted. Duke's doing good in fucking Philly, apparently.
I don't care. For the time you got Duke, you could have got TJ. Could have got TJ Watt.
Yeah.
That's a second round draft pick, right?
Yes, TJ Watt. You could have got TJ Watt.
All right. Yeah. I mean, you know, hindsight's 20/20, you know. I feel that, but, you know, I think Thomas, he did have as many hits, misses that he had. He definitely had more misses than he did hits, but the hits he did have were pretty solid hits for the most part to help build the franchise up, I think. But, you know, we don't have to deal with that anymore. But, you know, I ain't totally mad at him. So the third takeaway, man, was a long list of candidates as far as bringing in new blood, coaching staff, and all that. So they were definitely interested in bringing in whoever could tell him what he needed to hear to turn this around, because we were so close. We have a great roster, you know, some pieces on our roster that can turn us around quickly to make that Super Bowl run again. So hopefully he did a better, you know, they did a, we know what they're already hired, but the candidates he did bring in, hopefully they did, were convincing enough to take the things that he was wanting to get fixed here. So were you guys happy as far as the candidates that, you know, applied to be our new head coach and GM?
Yeah, there was a hot names that everyone else was throwing around. So, right. You know, like a carousel. Nothing real outside of the box, I thought.
Right, right. I mean, you know, for what was available, you know.
So, I mean, go ahead. There's no telling who they actually had in mind for available. I mean, it could have been somebody who are on the teams that are still in the playoffs now, but they didn't want to wait.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's the thing. They had to get somebody that is, you know, who could they felt that could turn this around quickly. So, you know, that was I guess part of the criteria they were looking for, the criteria. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. Well, and the last one, the takeaway was the future of Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. Now, this is going to be an interesting topic. Now, up until this season, they were like untouchable. But Arthur kind of came across as, well, you know, I'm leaving that up to the coach and the new GM that we're bringing in. Whatever they feel that will be best for the team, I'm going with. You know, and, you know, it's been, everyone's, you know, people blaming Matt Ryan, wanting to get rid of him and all that kind of bullshit. And then, you know, and then also Julio. So, what do y'all think as far as Arthur's been open to moving on from them if the new staff deems that a possibility? What do you think about that, Hoop?
Repeat that, the phone kind of went out.
What do you think about Arthur being open to moving on from Julio and Matt if the new coach and GM wants to do that?
Personal feelings aside, I think, yeah, I'm for the better for the team. Yeah, do it. You know, just would like to see Julio retire.
Yeah.
A Falcon, but he got to go. He got to go. If he's going to play 9 games a year, you know.
Right.
You got to go. Now, Matt Ryan, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of torn with that. If you're going to get rid of him, bring somebody good in. I don't want maybe as good, a little less, just cheaper. I'm not sure, you know, if that's the answer. So,
right.
I mean, I look at it, if you're going to get rid of Matt Ryan, you better bring in homeboy from Texas who wants out anyway.
Oh, Deshaun.
Mm.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk. Yeah, about, yeah. You know what I'm saying, Deshaun Watson. That's the trade-off for me. I don't want to see a rookie who doesn't understand how the NFL works or how fast it is. I don't want a rookie. I don't want some washed-up quarterback who spent 10, 12 years in the league as a backup. Right. I don't want that.
Who's gonna be the lead quarterback for the rookie for the first 3 games until they feel he can take over. You know, that's
right.
How that happens. Like they'll get a retread quarterback.
Yeah.
You know,
I want somebody who's going to come in and take over and be the leader day one and be the franchise quarterback. Well, so
that's interesting. And we'll go ahead and jump into that, but I'm going to go back to talk about Julio, but let's go ahead and jump into this Matt Ryan, Deshaun Watson fantasy. You know, who brought it up on our text message about, you know, Deshaun is unhappy and he's ready to leave Tennessee. And, you know, with all possibilities, they can work some magic. That may, you know, if he agrees to it, that may not be such a bad fantasy. But, you know.
But the cap number is for Deshaun is so high, you would have to move Matt and Julio.
Right.
And it And I don't know how that's going to work on giving Deshaun, not to say Ridley and Gage is bad as receivers, but a primary target. Neither one of them can be that right now.
Now, I did hear, I saw something, I was trying to find it for the show, but I couldn't find it out, but someone had posted, I saw it on Twitter or whatever, that there was a way that you can escape Matt Ryan's contract. And I wish I could have found it so we could talk about it a little more, but I couldn't. But they don't seem to be worried about the cap. They were asked about that, too, and they're not concerned about that as much. I mean, I don't think they're going to do it for Deshaun. I think Matt, you know, they're going to keep Matt for one more year. But do I want Deshaun Watson here? I mean,
yes.
But do I?
Yes.
You see those stats?
But why?
Don't get me wrong. Matt Ryan is a good quarterback, but Deshaun Watson is younger and he has a stronger arm.
Well, okay. I did put it in my notes here. I'm sorry. That someone said that if we trade Matt and a fourth pick, we could do that. If we could trade Matt, get someone to pick up his contract, and our number four pick, we probably could get Watson here from the Titans.
The only place
we get Houston's number one pick, right? Are we swapping?
I don't know. I mean,
shit, I wouldn't do that.
The only other place I can see Matt going and actually doing well would be with the Colts, because they just lost their quarterback.
Yeah.
So
I don't think that's going to, I mean, I don't think we're going to do that, but it would be an interesting thing to have Deshaun here. I love Deshaun, trust me. I just don't see it happening here, but you know, we have his old OC here, so I don't know. But all right, let's go back to Julio on this thing. We talked a little bit about Matt. Let's go back to Julio. And before, you know, we kind of thought Julio was a little bit untouchable, but I think they have to have their backs in a corner when it comes to cap space with these two guys. And, you know, your boy Smitty Sports Machine, shout out to Smitty Sports Machine, he does Falcon stuff on YouTube, and he had a pretty good interesting thing about a trade for Julio. And he, you know, we all love Julio. We want him to retire as a Falcon, but you know, how many wide receivers really retire from their teams that they play on?
That's a good point. That's actually a very good point.
We can go with Megatron.
Don't really put Megatron left on his own.
Yeah.
Don't put Megatron on that list.
Marvin Harrison.
Leave Marv. Okay.
I want to say Rice. No. Rice. We retired with Oakland. That's right.
Yep. It's not Roddy did, but yeah. You know, but that was
that was on. I would say on his own, because he was basically forced out.
Right.
So
we're talking Hall of Fame too. No disrespect, Roddy, but
yeah,
because exactly. Hall of Fame.
Because look at it, Aries, number one. We have an aging, injury-prone Julio. He's barely on the field now. And no matter who, I don't care if he's a $6 million man, those injuries are not going to get better with his age. And his time on the field is not going to all of a sudden improve. So you got to really consider that.
No, true. You know? But but on how good Julio is right now, and with the receivers that mm-hmm. we have to back him up, mm-hmm. I think Julio plays less next season, and just to be that threat, mm-hmm. and then he would be able to play a full season, and then maybe I don't know if you move on from Julio though. I really don't.
Yeah,
just because. Me being a fan, I just because he's,
I'm with you.
I, you know, the face of the franchise as far as athletes, you know.
Yeah.
So it'd be hard. It'd be hard.
It will be, but man. Because both of my jerseys are number 11. But I think it's time for that being the face of the franchise.
Words are hard today.
I know. I've had a couple of beers and a little shot of something. But,
franchise. Blame it on that.
But as the franchise, I think he's done more than his part for that, man. And, you know, it has to run out sooner or later. I mean, no one wants to see it happen, man. But, you know, Julio's been great and all that. But now they're trying to rebuild and bring in new pieces. And it's not that they don't want Julio, but what can you get from him, man, can make us better. And like his contract, his salary, you know, if we can get that off the books and we can pick up a replacement. We already have Ridley. We already have Gage. And they can pick up a replacement, another great receiver in the draft that'll accent Kelvin. I mean, I don't know.
But you're not going to find another 6'1 receiver that can run a 4'3 and move like he can. It's just to say replacement, I don't know. It's just, it's a Band-Aid, you know?
I don't know, man. Really engaged and what's his name? Did pretty well this season. Along with Julio, but the times when Julio was on the field. We weren't like, oh, Julio's not there. We were freaking out. We were like, you know, Red's there. Gage is stepping up. And the other guy, what's his name? Our third receiver.
That would be Laquan Treadwell.
Yeah.
Did we cut him?
I don't know. Only way I see moving from Julio is to basically go to a 2 tight end set.
Right.
And the tight ends are the premier wideouts. You're going to the tight ends more and the wide receiver for deep. But when your wide receivers are your main passing option,
right.
I just don't see anybody who can fill the shoes of, you know what I'm saying, Julio Jones. I just don't see it.
It's funny that you say that, Aries. I'm jumping the gun. But I'll go ahead and just get that ball rolling a little bit and we can jump on into it a little bit later. But a new head coach has a tendency for using tight ends very well.
Right.
So, you know, think about it a little bit. They're thinking about all that. It's like, okay, we don't and we have one good tight end already.
You just need Hayden Hurst is the tight end you want on your team because he has the build like a receiver. He can run routes like a receiver, but he's a big boy for a tight end. So he's a mismatch.
Right.
You put a linebacker on him, he's catching that pass every time.
But that's why we pick up another one. You know, a dual threat tight end situation to make up for the threat of Julio. What do you think about that, Hoop?
Give him 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, but you know what I'm saying? I was the same way, but when I've heard this information about the new and listened to a little bit about what the new coach was talking about, man, I don't know, man. I think they really dissect this whole thing down on all these scenarios and things that we've been used to and what we need and ways to work around that to where they're not tied into, I don't care how great this player is, you can't have your franchise tied around this one player, you know, because that's what's happening to us right now. That's why we're all screwed up now in the situation that we are. You know, we gave it chance after chance. We gave it a decade, but we got to do something different, man, because we're so predictable.
But you know what? And that's what Hayden Hurst, Gage, and Ridley bring. They're like branches off the tree. You know, the main focus is Julio. He's the trunk. But then you have those branches as far as Ridley. You know what I'm saying? Ridley, Gage, Treadwell, and Hurst, who can also compete.
We do, but we need to improve it, and it's going to fall squarely on the preferences of the new head coach. We've had Dan Quinn's preferences for, you know, last 5 years. And, you know, it worked for us for 1 year. And so it's time to try something different. I mean, trust me, I don't want Julio to go anywhere, but, you know, he can't stay a Falcons forever. And, you know, I think it's time for, you know, new blood, man. But that's just my opinion. But I hear you. I hear you.
You know, it's just a complicated situation because they're going to have to revamp the whole offense.
Yeah.
To go away from the whole Julio being the primary target aspect, but then you have Matt Ryan who's comfortable with Julio, so he depends on Julio. He looks for Julio, and that's another thing that's going to have to change.
Well, I think that process Aries has already started, and we saw it a lot this season with how him and Ridley are becoming more in sync. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that, and every time I saw that in the game, I'm like, and I think Julio knows it too. It's like what happened when, you know, Roddy White was there and Julio was there. It's time to, you know, to phase in out a little bit, you know, for the new blood.
Yeah.
But I mean, we have to do that.
And see, the good thing is that instead of one new receiver coming in and having to learn, you have two. You have Gage and Ridley, exactly, who can learn from each other and build. So you're going to have two good one and twos.
Exactly.
So that's the only plus I see right now as far as the offense. I mean, and the offense is pretty much set. They score points besides the running game and maybe that front line.
Right.
But other than that, the receiving core is set. I think they're good there. Mm-hmm. My problem, my concern is the defense.
I hear you, but before you go into that, my feelings on the offense, I think we're missing one more piece on the receiving core if they move on from Julio, definitely. I think, you know, if we have one more solid piece, I would feel
like
good.
Who, though?
I don't know.
I mean, when you say people, do you mean like another receiver, a tight end, what?
Before recently, I was thinking another wide receiver, but after hearing about a new coach, where he came from, what he likes to do, I'm thinking another tight end. Because imagine that, though. We had two Hayden Hurst instead of having the threats we had with the wide receiver. Imagine if we had that as tight ends. We won't be as predictable as we were before. Even if we were, it will be still... You can't put as much coverage with those two guys on there because you have those two guys and you have Ridley and Gage and... third receiver, which I keep forgetting his name. You know, it's just like pick your poison. I think that makes us a little less predictable with the right OC.
Right.
You know, whatever it is, we got to change it up, man, because as you know, we're very predictable.
Yeah, because of they were being so predictable was basically the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
You know, his plays, like I said before, I've said this time and time again.
Yeah.
His plays were very plain and bland. They were, you know, just.
Yeah.
You can see him coming a mile away.
The game has moved on from Dirk. Dirk hasn't adjusted to the new level of players and the way football has evolved. He still has his old playbook. He's still calling ancient, old school plays where he's not adapting to the new player, the new environment. So,
mm-hmm. And yeah, because I'm watching other teams play, and I'm like, how come we can't do
that? Exactly.
Right, we have the personnel, we have the talent on this team to pull some of these plays off, but it's just not there.
Exactly, man. So, I mean, Arthur's seen that too. So, you know, he just thought that giving Dan Quinn another year and making a few changes, he was trying to be loyal, is what Arthur's very loyal to you if you give him results, but he can only do that for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think we all saw that play out. But
I mean, I wish I could have been in that room when he fired Dan Quinn. I wanted to hear what was said, to be honest.
I guarantee you, it wasn't anything that was like mean or anything.
No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. He was cordial and respected, but I would want to hear it. I mean, yeah. That's where I wish we had like Hard Knocks during the season.
He probably did it like he did Smitty. You know, he told him, "We love you, Smitty. You know, we appreciate everything you did and all that. But you know, we're just gonna go move on because we're trying to go here and we, you know, you've had the shot and we think we need to try a new approach." I'm sure he said that to DQ, but Smitty was way better than DQ, I would say. But yeah. You know. But anyway, is Hoop still going?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, we'll just keep it moving.
I'm here, but give me a couple more minutes.
Okay.
I have to solve something.
All right.
Okay. So you want to move to the defense? Because I want to bring up this new defensive coordinator we got.
All right. Well, let's.
I don't know.
All right. We'll move on to the defense and go ahead.
They bring in Dean Pease as the defensive coordinator.
Okay.
Now, those who don't know who Dan Pease is, he ran the defense for Baltimore, which took him to the Super Bowl when they had the number one defense in the league.
Right.
So, and then he ran the defense for Tennessee.
Now, was that a hire today or in the last couple of days?
Yes.
Okay.
They actually have the full staff now. So their offensive coordinator is Dave Ragone, which I think he was the wide receiver coach for the Bears.
Right.
From what I hear,
Hoop. Peter.
Dave Ragone.
Dave Ragone.
Yeah.
Dave Ragone used to play quarterback for Louisville and the Houston Texans, left-handed quarterback.
All right.
Well, he's the offensive coordinator. From what I hear, he'll coordinate the offense, but the head coach will call the plays.
Okay.
So, last I heard, he was a position coach for the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And the special teams coach is Marquise Williams.
Yep,
my brother.
Is he officially, or is it? I thought it was the expected hire.
No,
it's on Fagaholic.
Okay.
Yeah, it is official. So that's the staff. So we have a total new staff across the board as far as head coach, special teams, offense coordinator, defense coordinator.
We also have more, though. We have more. We also have a new running back coach, Charles London.
Okay. Now, from what I hear, Dean Pease is a hard-nosed coach. Be prepared that his defense might switch to a 3-4 defense. So Grady will probably be moved to defensive end. He won't be nose tackle.
Oh, really? He's going to be a... Oh, okay. Is that... That's a better...
I mean... If Grady makes the switch, if he's comfortable with the switch, I think he will shine a lot more. But he will also get double team a lot more because people already know what he can do.
Well, hopefully he can make that switch, man. And, because he's such... Well, we just gave him a big contract, and he's been pretty much our shining spot on the defense for like the last two seasons. So I have a lot of faith in Grady just based off his work ethic alone. So
now the nose guard might be I forgot boy's name that we drafted last year from Auburn.
Adams, big boy, Adams.
Yeah, big boy. So he might take the center, and John Kaminsky might be the other defensive end. To run four linebackers, then you're looking for, so now in the draft where people are assuming that they go QB, they might go defense.
Now,
because we need more linebackers.
All right. Interesting moves. I mean, this is another segment we were going to go to for gotta go. You know, they've let go a majority of the coaching staff. And you've already mentioned a lot of the replacements, but I've also heard that I'll go ahead and say the coaching staff that we let go. And this episode of I gotta go.
Yeah, gotta go.
The first one that I want to bring up that we hadn't mentioned was our O-line coach, Chris Morgan. His ass is out of there. And that's a long time coming because you can't have a quarterback who's been sacked 40 times in one season. How can you keep a dude around like that?
Yeah, gotta go.
So his ass is out. I don't know if they had an O-line replacement yet, but I hear it's somebody possibly from the Bears, but I'm not sure about that. And we also got rid of Dirk. His ass is fucking gone.
Yeah, gotta go.
And he's not retained, as the nice way of putting it. And I heard he's going to end up in Vegas with your Raiders.
Hey, my Raider.
I just said
my uncle's Raiders, but my uncle's a Raiders fan, but you know, hey.
But tell your uncle, good luck with that. So we also have Raheem. You know, of course, his ass is out of here. He got to go. He's going to the Rams, the LA Rams. They're going to take a chance on Raheem and with the Rams, man.
I've seen some Rams fans pretty happy about that too.
Wow. All right. Well, maybe he'll do something there. I mean, he's good as he's okay as a defensive coordinator. Just not a head coach.
You went from good to okay.
And what's our other former defensive coordinator, Albrick? He's going to the Jets.
Whew, he's got his hands full with that.
Yeah. So he's gone too, man. We were hoping there were rumors that they were hoping that they would keep Albrick around, but yeah, you got to get rid of all that, man.
Yeah, gotta go.
Pieces of Quinn, and we also are we got rid of Greg Knapp, and which was he the who was Greg? I hear his name a lot. He's not our O-line. Coach, is he Hoop? Do you know Greg Knapp? Hoop?
Yes, I do know Greg Knapp. What were you saying about him?
What position? Which coach was he for us?
Wasn't that the wasn't he the offensive coordinator?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's from San Francisco. He had that short, what do you call that, West Coast offense, that short passing game?
Yeah.
That he tried to get Mike Vick to do, but...
Well, they finally got rid of his ass, and he's been around since Mike Vick was our quarterback. Long Jesus. Overdue.
Yeah, gotta go.
Long overdue. And they also got rid of Tosh Lapoe. I don't know who the hell that is. And we got rid of Chad Waker. And this guy, I don't even fucking know how to pronounce his name. Mayur Shahara, whatever. Anyway, they got rid of. They did a going out of business in coaching staff.
Yeah, they had a fire sale.
Exactly, which was well long overdue. So all those guys are gone, and in out with the old, and in with the new. So
gotta go.
Let's talk a little bit about our new head coach, man, Mr. Arthur Smith. You know, I know we mentioned him earlier from Tennessee. Aries, what are your thoughts just from what you know of Arthur Smith? Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see what he can do with this team. I mean, from where he's come from, he's been on the Titans for the last 10 years, and he's made his way up from tight end coach to, you know what I'm saying? So he's worked his way up the scale to being their offensive coordinator, and then now coming here to being the head coach. So yeah. I'm excited to see what's next for him, and hopefully he can bring some of that playoff hopes and dreams, you know, here to Atlanta. So
what about you, Hoop? You know anything about Arthur? What are you expecting?
I know his daddy started FedEx. He's more richer than Arthur Blank.
Yup.
No, but as far as his football credentials, like Harry said, he's a guy that's kind of had to get in front of mud, as they say. You know, he was not a flashy quarterback that turned coach. You know, he just one of those blue-collar kind of guys that hopefully our team will take his take that personality of right. what he's about.
Yeah, and that's funny. I'm going to bring up some key points about him, but the whole FedEx thing I didn't know about. But think about that. Your daddy has more money than your new boss. But, you know, but he's blue collar. He worked his way up. He wasn't like a spoiled kid and everything's given to him. That alone, that character trait, already I like that about him being a coach and talking to our guys, you know.
That's that grit.
Exactly. Right there. Because I think a lot of our guys had that entitlement shit going on. And he kind of made a comment about that as well. I'll read it to you a little later. Well, I'll go ahead and read it to you now. He made a comment that he said that we're going to hold our best players accountable. He said, drop the entitlement. Not to say that that was going on here, but that will be a big message in the locker room. And we want to be adaptable because things change. So that's a nice way of saying, yeah, y'all motherfuckers had it solved. They babied y'all, let y'all do what y'all want to, but something different's gonna come.
Yeah, he's saying this offense is gonna change. So yeah. don't think just because you've been here the longest that your ass is gonna start.
Exactly. And he's like,
man, go ahead. I like the look of a head coach calling plays, man. We've been having all these ex-defensive coordinators be the head coach, man. We got a dude like Sean Payton, like, man, no, I got it. Move, I got it.
Exactly. It helps that he's an offensive coordinator, coming as an offensive coordinator, as a head coach, because we've had the last two guys, defensive guys. So, you know, we're an offensive team. How are you going to have an offensive-led team as your biggest shining point? But your head coaches, the last two head coaches have been a defensive-minded guys. Didn't make sense.
Because our defense sucked, so they thought they can come in and fix that.
And we saw that went. All right. And number two, this is what I found out today. And I find this interesting. Aries, you may know more about this, but I hear the Titans were top five in red zone efficiency.
Yes, they were actually number three, to be exact.
And we know what we are.
26, 28, something like that.
Exactly. I didn't even think we were that high. I thought we were at the bottom. But that's been an issue for
we'll see, man. It's kind of easy to score when you got a 240-pound damn monster you handing the ball to. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll definitely
get them numbers up.
Yeah. We know he's not bringing Derrick Henry with us, but he had to get that repetition even before they got Derrick Henry, you know? But
I'm optimistic. I'm high on the coach.
Yeah. So that makes me feel good as far as that. They're going to really address that, you know, instead of putting a Band-Aid on it like we've been doing.
Hey, this is just, you know, a out the blue. But with the defensive coordinator, you know, he was a coach for the Baltimore Ravens when they won their championship. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be cool if he brought in Ray Lewis to be the linebacker coach?
I'm not mad at that.
That would be awesome.
But I'm not
saying it would happen, but I'm just saying it's just a thought that I, you know, a wish.
Well, the only bad part of that about that, Aries, I don't think Ray Lewis want to be seen in Atlanta after that whole.
Yeah, he ain't coming back to Atlanta with that white jacket.
Exactly. After that bum rap, that murder case. So I'm not saying he did it, but I'm just saying he was a person of interest. But that would be cool. That would be definitely interesting because Ray was the man. It was him and his defense that made that happen for them. It sure as hell wasn't Flacco.
Yeah. No, of course not. Flacco's garbage. I mean, where's Flacco now? Oh yeah, out of the league.
Don't tell Q that.
Yeah. So I'd rather have Joe Flacco. If we had Joe Flacco right now, we would not have a quarterback. So yeah, I'll keep Matt Ryan. Thank you very much. Like I said from the beginning.
Right. Right. All right. Well, you know. And another thing I heard that he's pretty decent with working with aging quarterbacks as far as preventing them from, you know, making it as easy as possible for them to do what they do and keeping them healthy and being able to bring out, you know, their skill set a lot better. So I don't know as much about that as any. Maybe you guys know a little bit more about it, but I did hear that being brought up. You guys know anything about?
I was laughing
when he said that. I was like, "Damn, like you gotta treat them with like kid gloves. Like, you gotta hurt the old quarterback."
I mean, but he seemed pretty happy. He did say that he was looking forward to working with Matt. So, I mean, and he knows Matt's not a young quarterback, and I'm sure he's watched the tape on our games and you see that, you know, Matt would take a hit, but he'll keep on going. But he, you know, if everything works, lines up for him, he's, you know, phenomenal. He's the MVP. So that had to be a consideration applying for the job.
All Matt needs is time in the pocket. Oh, of course.
So you have to have a head coach that understands that.
I mean, that's why he didn't go to the Jets.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you know, the only other option I would see somebody wanting to go would be the Chargers.
Yeah. And here's a quote that he said about Matt. He said, they asked him, is he interested in taking a quarterback in this draft? He said, we got a long way to go into the draft. Matt Ryan has been a terrific quarterback. I look forward to working with him. So, you know.
Uh-oh. That didn't sound good.
We'll see. I don't think Matt's going anywhere. Out of the two, the big two, I think it would be Julio before Matt.
See, that answer right there is what you call deflecting.
I think it's called, I'll give him 1 year.
And then that's deflecting. He didn't want to. He answered it without answering it.
Well, you know, we read tea leaves here, man. I don't know. All right. Then he also said, you know, he's all about running the ball, which I guess we kind of talked about a little bit, I guess. Unlike, you know, our other guys before, he's about running the ball. He said, he also says we're going to hold our best players accountable. And I already read that part to you guys about the entitlement, but
they might go running back then.
Oh, for sure. For sure, but I don't think they're going to get rid of Gurley. I think they're going to bring in another running back. But the what? Run. What?
Gurley got oil.
I think they may keep him for situations. Gurley is, I think he has.
Did we sign him for 2 years?
No, we signed him for one, but it depends on him and his agent. If he's willing to take, you know, an offer to stay here.
The league minimum?
Yeah.
Man, he better get the veterans minimum. Stop playing.
Exactly.
And I take that and run with it, literally.
Because I don't see him getting a bigger offer anywhere else.
Hell no, not after the way he performed it last season.
Exactly.
People gonna look at him and pick, you won what? Or how? No, bruh.
And he didn't help his case by not you know, getting down before you know before you went past the goal line.
Like, look, bro, take this $650. you know what I'm saying, with a bonus and incentives, and then we can talk.
Yeah, I think this is Todd's last hurrah. I think it, you know, after the Falcons, he might as well look at retirement. But who knows? But anyway, all right. So that's what we have to bring about Arthur Smith, our new head coach. A lot of it's to be determined, but it seems like from talking to you guys are not mad at the choice.
No, not at all. Not at all. From what I heard, he was he was looked at by every team who they needed a new head coach.
Right.
And he chose Atlanta. So I'm happy with that.
Indeed. All right, and you listen to What's Up Falcons podcast. All right, real quick, fellas, let's talk about our new GM hire, man. Now, this one is a little sticky because we're picking up.
I don't like it. I don't like it. He going to sell it.
Sticky towel.
He going to sell it. He going to sell us.
Yeah.
Man, look. What's the best way to beat the Falcons? It's destroy him from the inside out.
Just like they did the Capitol, man. Go ahead and have it from the inside. The sleeper cell, inside job. But yeah, they picked up Terry Fournette.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Fun no.
Is that one of those?
No fun? Oh, okay.
That one of them French names?
Yeah.
Yeah, he must be from the Bayou. He might have been them Creole brothers.
Is he actually from New Orleans, you think?
Nah, that part I don't know, but that definitely is a French name.
Yeah. Well, he's from the Saints, man, and he was their GM for a lot of years, man, and he was
bringing over some Saints, I heard.
The what?
He's bringing over some Saints, I heard. There's a short list.
Really?
Yeah, they Hankerson or Hankinson or whatever his name is. He's a free agent this year. You got a couple of free agents, so he might bring them over on defense, but. You know, that's if they want to even come. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right. All right. Well, he was known as a pro personal guru for the Saints in their front office. So, I hear that, you know, he's able to work with caps and with cap space and get what he wants to get, even if the cap doesn't look like it'll allow that. He's pretty good at making deals happen.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Saints defense. They are freaking off the chain. And yeah. They were virtually broke 5 years ago. Like, they had no cap space.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think that's a come up, you know? From the little that I know of him, but that's a come up.
If he don't sell us.
I don't think he will. I think at the end of the day, the green talks.
He didn't have to show me, damn it.
I know it would be hard to sell you, Aries, but, you know, from where he came from. But I give him the benefit of the doubt. What do you think about him, Hoop?
My brother got a shot at the GM. Hey, I'm rooting for him, man. Sorry. I don't make it racial.
Yeah.
But we don't get many opportunities in this position. So,
yep.
I hope he does well.
Yep. Well, he's leaving one black city to head to another, so he should be
good. Leaving a toilet to go to the throne. Right.
Leaving a toilet and headed to Magic City. But with the strippers who can change an election, turn a state blue. But yeah, man. So I'm excited about that and interested in hearing more about that. And
you know, speaking of the Saints.
Go for it.
I heard that Michael Thomas had no catches that last game, but yet his Twitter handle is Can't Guard Mike.
Can't Guard Mike.
Apparently that needs to change.
Zero catches, 0 yards, zero everything. Yeah, the Stinky Town kind of blew it, man. I mean,
again, but I mean, we all knew they would.
We did.
We all called it.
We did. I was hoping it would be, you know, they make it to this coming weekend and then doing it like they did last year, but they did it one week earlier, and yeah, your boy Drew. Your QB's done. He's over for him. Good luck with crab legs.
Or Taysom Hill. The next Michael Vick. the white Vick, as somebody calls him.
Come on, son.
Yeah, someone who's not on the show.
Come on, son. What the fuck is the deal?
And wasn't he out because he was hurt? Because of all that running, he was, okay, yeah, all right. I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to leave that right there.
Yeah, man, and that's an interesting way to go around the league. But the Saints are pretty much in our boat now, man. If you think about it, you know.
They're going to ride their coattails off their defense. If their defense stays somewhat intact.
Yeah, that's a big if, man, because, you know, they're losing Drew. I mean, they have Taysom, but I don't think Taysom can take over Drew's spot. And we know Jameis can't. And they also have some money issues, right? I'm expecting some people to get paid.
Oh, yeah. They can't even hold on to most of their defensive players because of their salary cap.
Yeah.
They're gonna have to become free agents. Somebody mowing the lawn out there?
I think Hoop's in the car. Is that you, Hoop?
No, I'll be in these streets. I was gonna say, what you mean Jameis can't be the starting quarterback? That man threw that nice touchdown pass.
One touchdown pass for the whole season. I mean,
you give him long enough, Hoop, you know what he's gonna do.
Throw an interception.
Exactly. He's gonna crab legs out there with some gumbo. You know, James just got lucky, but yeah, I don't think he's going to be able to pick up where Drew left off. So they're in the search. They actually have to look for a new quarterback, I think. But they have some decent backups for sure. But we'll see. But that's a them problem. So yeah, it looks like the NFC South, the only shining point of that is Mr. Brady. Anybody still here?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So what do you think about the Bucks, man? I mean, Mr. Brady's kind of showing that he didn't need Belichick.
Like I said,
you're going to have some words for you, Brady.
Brady beats Breeze. Roger beats Brady.
Yeah. So, you think Roger's going to be Brady?
I think because of Tom Brady, he's used to the cold because being from New England, played there so many years, blah, blah, blah. But his team isn't. People forget, those wide receivers, any pass over 20 yards is going to feel like trying to catch a brick.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to, you know, not play well because of other wide receivers. Brady might hit us. He might get some passes off, but...
Right. Well, I think
A-Rod is definitely winning this week.
Say what?
Mm-hmm. A-Rod is definitely winning this week.
Oh yeah, yeah. You ain't got nothing for me.
Oh yeah. It might not sound like nothing, but he gonna have something to say. It might not equal up to nothing. I'm not gonna guarantee that. But he gonna have something to say.
You know that, Aries. You know that's coming. Yeah, man, that's interesting, man. And I don't know, man. The old man is hanging in there. The only thing I would give Brady is that, you know, he's the old man and he's still able to hang with these young cats out there, man, and perform and take a team that was like last in our division and taking them, you know, to almost the last, you know, the last round of the playoffs.
Well, the NFC Championship. Let's say that. He's going to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, the Bucs hadn't been there in a long time, so, you know, hopefully Mike Evans is not injured.
They haven't even seen the play. They ain't seen the playoffs since 2002.
But quick question, fellas. I know, you know, Stanky Town has a Super Bowl ring. The Bucks have a ring, has a Super Bowl ring. Does the Panthers have a Super Bowl win?
No.
They lost twice. They lost what's the name? Jake DeLone. He lost to the Patriots. I think that was like the first or second one Tom Brady won. Right. And then we all know Cam Newton not going for the damn ball against Denver.
Yeah. So it's between us and the Panthers to see who's going to get the next one from our division outside of... You know,
it's gonna be us.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Within the next 3 years.
Yeah. Because we are, man. We are long. We should have had one by now. We should have had at least one by now.
We should have had two, to be real.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Some of that Denver NFC game?
Yeah.
Some I just saw, like, to the day, like, 5 years ago or I don't know about the years, but it was, like, to this date yesterday. I was like, damn it, I remember that game.
Yeah. Yeah, we should have had it by now, man. But I don't want Tampa to have two, and we hadn't had one yet, you know? And I sure as hell didn't want Saints to have two, but I didn't want Tampa to have two, but, you know.
I'm going to be glued to my TV screen this Sunday.
I know. Same here, man. Same here. All right, fellas, anything else around the league I want to talk about before we go to the playoff predictions?
Y'all actually think Mahomes gonna not play because of a concussion, or you think they just let him slide through?
I was wondering that. I think they're gonna let him slide through as well.
Of course.
I honestly don't think it was a concussion. I just think he passed out, because looking at the play, I didn't see his head hit anything that hard to make him stumble the way he did while getting up.
I agree with you, but why is man blacking out like that, though? Did he just randomly pass out?
Because the way he was tackled, when the player is running, he's breathing heavily, breathing hard, and then when the air supply is cut off that quick, where he can't breathe, I think he lost consciousness for like that split second. So the whole hoopla of the media calling it a concussion, it's just not that. I don't think so. So,
well, since it's been a couple days,
it looked crazy.
It did look crazy.
He did look crazy. But I mean, if you go back and look at it again, I mean, it's all over YouTube.
No, I saw it on the day of. I was like, what was the on the plate?
Yeah, like, I think his air was cut off, and he basically passed out.
I've seen that happen. I've seen that happen in front of my face to a guy who really didn't even apply that much pressure. Someone was just doing a demonstration, and this dude passed out right in front of me. And this dude wasn't really, I mean, he was barely cutting off his, you know.
I mean, yeah, the guy had his hand his hand on his throat, and the body, his head was down tucked. So it kind of cut off the wind to you know what I'm saying? Instantly. And I think he just passed out.
Yeah, I'll give you that, because I've seen that happen right in front of my face. So that's it. That's interesting, man. You bring that up. But
let's talk about DQ becoming the defensive coordinator to the Dallas Cowboys. yeah. Have luck with that. Good luck with that.
I've kind of heard something about that. Is Dallas picked him up?
Dallas picked him up. DQ is the new defensive coordinator to the Cowboys.
Well, I think he'll do all right, man, you know, because he'll be just focusing on the defense, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, he actually needs players, though, first. To actually have a defense, you got to have players.
Didn't he say he was focusing on the defense this year?
Well, you can always pick up Vic Beasley and Tack.
Nah, man, they're in Las Vegas, man. They loving life.
Yeah, but have they even played?
Tack has been sitting out, but Vic played, I think, once or twice.
Well, good luck, DQ. Bringing that boom to Dallas, hopefully,
for you. And we'll see y'all not this season, but next season.
Indeed, man, indeed. All right, man. Well, let's go ahead and get our predictions in. So, what are the matchups, Aries, for the playoffs this weekend? I know it's Green Bay and...
The NFC Championship is Tampa Bay and Green Bay. AFC Championship is Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs.
So, what you got on both games?
Both games, I'm going to have to go with Kansas City if Mahomes plays.
Right.
If not, if he doesn't play, I'm going to go with the Bills, because, you know, Josh Allen is just out there balling right now. So, and NFC, of course, I'm going Green Bay all the way. So,
Interesting.
You gotta knock out the NFC South, man.
Yeah.
If it's not us, I don't want to see nobody else do it.
What about you, Hoop?
I'm calling upset Bills.
Yep.
Over Kansas City. And man, I want A-Rod to get another ring, brother. So he's going all the way.
I don't know about that.
One part.
A-Ron get another ring. I mean to be honest, I'd rather see Mahomes get another one.
Yeah.
A-Rod's the GOAT. You don't get enough credit.
He ain't when he loses the Super Bowl.
I don't want to see A-Ron get another one, man. But I'm going to go with Kansas City over the Bills, even though I'm rooting for the Bills. I'm definitely rooting for the Bills.
Yeah, same.
Y'all want to see crusty-ass Tom Brady get another one? Come on.
Yo, man.
Tom Brady going to lose this Sunday. What are you talking about?
I know. I just said he's going to lose. We said
Bills, not Bucks. Bills.
Bills.
But, what is your prediction, right?
Oh, for A-Ron and Tom Brady?
Yeah,
you're right, Hoop. No, I'm going with A-Ron just for that. I'm going.
I don't want to see Tom Brady get number 7. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
fuck out of here.
I'm ready to say, man? Come on.
I don't want to see that either. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. Yeah.
Although if he wins, I think he retires.
I don't. I hear he's not going to retire yet.
Yeah. He said he got one more. He already said that.
Yeah.
That was Drew Brees doing all the retirement shit.
Yeah. And hopefully he does it. He hadn't announced it yet. He needs to.
Drew Brees?
Yeah.
He's gonna take some time
to think about it.
Okay. I thought he made it official.
No, I didn't.
But he already signed his contract with NBC, so I don't get it.
Yeah. Just you got your ring, you know.
Hang him up.
Yeah, hang it up, hang mate. Up. You're throwing interceptions. Just hang it up. It ain't gonna get better. Just hang it up. But all right, man. It should be interesting, man. It should be very interesting weekend with football, and then we have a week off, and then we have the Super Bowl. So maybe we can get together and talk about our predictions for a Super Bowl, and then talk about, you know, whoever wins.
Oh, we got you.
Indeed.
I'm coming back to hear what Q got to say to Aries about Tampa. That's what I'm coming back for.
For sure. And Hoop, I want to talk to you too about doing some all season stuff for YouTube on something we talked about a little bit during this season, but we didn't get to happen. But I think it'll be some cool shorts that we can have for YouTube and the podcast. But you know, YouTube areas, you can get on as well. But I want it to be focused on Coach Hoop.
Okay.
But cool. So we got to keep it going, man. But all right, I want to thank everybody for checking us out and sticking with us here at the What's Up Falcons podcast. Don't forget, you can hit us up on Twitter at What's Up Falcons. You can send us a text at 404-919-8683. You can check us out exclusively at Armchair All American and at whatsupfalcons.com. We're on iTunes, we're on Spotify, we're on Pandora. Shout out to Pun City. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to our fans in North Carolina. Maurice and Angelina. And that is it, fellas. I'll talk to y'all next week.
All right. Peace.
Peace. All right. Peace.
Yeah. That's it.
Wow, that was short and sweet.
In and out.
Yep. All right. Cool, man. But all right, fellas. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you for checking us out. And as always, check us out on Twitter at What's Up Falcons. Check us out exclusively at Armchair All American. Check us out on iTunes, Spotify. Even check us out on your Echo or Alexa device. All right, fellas, if that is it, I'll talk to y'all next week.
Peace.
Playing the latest episode, What's Up Falcons?
Check out the What's Up Falcons podcast exclusively at armchairallamericans.com. Subscribe to the What's Up Falcons podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast at whatsupfalcons.com.